News Talk 1620 WTAW, Friday afternoon conversation with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department. We have an event coming up, an event that has now ended, and a reminder to share with folks. So, Rhonda, let's get the final word out about Broomball this evening.
First game kicks off at 5:45. Bryan PD and College Station PD. There's been a little bit of very friendly, good-natured smack-talking. It's all for a good cause, and so what it boils down to is that we raise money for the Domestic Violence Coalition. But it should be a good-natured, hard-fought game, first game. Second game, combination of teams from the Sheriff's Office, University Police Department, and Probation Office, and a couple of other community offices. And then the championship game after that, which, of course, if it goes my way, College Station will be in that championship game, and we'll bring back that golden broom again this year.
This is at Arctic Wolf Ice Rink in College Station, and the beneficiary is?
Brazos Valley Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
So even if you can't make the first game, still plenty of opportunity to have a fun evening at the expense of your local public safety people.
Exactly. When do you get the opportunity to watch a bunch of police officers fall on their behinds and not get in trouble, right? $5 for adults, $2 for kids. Bring cash because they don't take credit cards. But a good, inexpensive, fun evening.
All right, let's go on to the event that has now expired as of 5 o'clock. And if you still have unresolved court business, be prepared to expect a visitor here in the next couple weeks.
And I believe that they're actually starting this weekend with the warrant roundup, something not as much fun for some people as Broomball and a little bit more expensive. But if you have not taken care of your tickets, warrant roundup starts tomorrow. And I imagine, like I said, there will be extra officers out serving those warrants. And if you have them, I would start rounding up some extra cash because you're going to need to have that available to take care of your tickets whenever they show up at your door.
And if you are blessed and don't get that visit until Monday, probably the call should or the decision ought to be made to get to your local court and get that taken care of.
I would strongly suggest that because if other people have the luck that I do, you're going to get stopped for a minor traffic violation. The officer is going to find out you're going to have a warrant. So not only are you going to go to jail, have to pay for your warrant, your car will end up getting towed, and you'll have that extra expense also. So take care of those tickets.
Also, let's talk a little bit about watching out for each other and how to go about reporting suspicious activity.
We talk about this periodically, but there's been some things occurring this past week that have kind of gotten me on my soapbox. Imagine that. If you see something suspicious, call the police. I know that there are a lot of local blogs, a lot of local forums out there that people post information on, but we don't monitor those 24/7. And if you've got information about a crime that's possibly happening, call the police first. And then post it on the forum. You know, it's good to share that information with the neighbors. It's a good way to get the information out. But if we read about it on a forum 2 days later, a possible suspect is gone. We haven't had a chance to make contact with them. Best case scenario, you call us, we come out, we make contact with somebody, we find out they're a bad guy, we take them to jail.
Or you find out that they have a legitimate reason of being there.
Exactly, and then 5 minutes later, they're on their way, but we've made contact with them. Intermediate, you know, kind of scenario, we make contact with a person, we can't pin anything on them, we can't really connect them to anything at that time, but we can certainly have them added to our radar, and if something happens, we may have a suspect that we didn't know about at the time, but we've got their information. It never waste our time. You know, citizens can't waste our time when they call in suspicious activity because so many times, and you've seen it whenever you and I have visited, so many of our arrests are made because citizens see something that don't look right and they call it in. Trust your instincts, call us, and then if you want to post it on a local forum, post it on a local forum, but call the police department first. Don't expect us to pick up and be able to take immediate action for something that we see 2 or 3 days later after the event online.
And I was going to go back to the time factor. I mean, how much more efficient can the police department be by getting a call directly?
Very. Yeah, there's time and time again examples whenever people have called us and they say, I hate to bother you. You're not bothering us. We do our jobs better when we can partner with our community. We can't do it by ourselves. We need those partnerships with the citizens that we serve. And together, we can put bad guys in jail. We can be a lot more effective if we've got those eyes and ears of the people who live out in the neighborhoods.
Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.